No, that's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Everyone, welcome to Raven Stars Witching Hour. I'm your host and head witch, Miss Solaris Blue Raven, at the helm this evening. I want to give a shout out to everybody here at Revolution Radio, staff, producers, listeners, chat room. Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. We are 100% listener supporters. If you like what you're hearing, click the donate button. I believe you can donate over at Patreon. And we also have the archives for free here, from what I understand. The user ID is Rev Radio and password is Rocks exclamation point. So take advantage of the archives for free. I don't know if that's going to be permanent or not, but it is here for now. And my most recent book, Alien Intelligence, is available on Amazon and Kindle, so pick up your copy today if you've not already. I know you'll appreciate that read. And I have a great guest for you. I hope everybody's doing okay in this crazy, insane illusion and delusion of a world. All right, I have Steve Colburn with me. He's my science officer, and I'm always glad to have him on board. All right, Steve Colburn is a chemist and chief material scientist with 20 years of industrial experience. He is currently working in the area of carbon nanotubes. Steve Colburn has analyzed several alleged alien implants that the late Dr. Roger Lear had removed from his patients and has uncovered startling findings. Steve's research discovered that these objects contain carbon nanotubes and other nanostructures, indicating that they are sophisticated nanodevices made by a level of nanotechnology far beyond that of current mainstream earthly science. Steve is constantly being asked to research and evaluate specimens that people bring to him. He takes his scientific research very seriously and is dedicated to proving the truth about nanotechnology and all it contains. You can access his website at alienevidenceinc.webs.com. And please welcome Steve to the show this evening. Good evening, Steve, and welcome.
Nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you on. It's tradition. You're always on my show.
Nice to be here, always.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
How have you been? Tradition. Yes.
I've been good. I'm taking care of my father had a major stroke, and that's taken up most of my time. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that. And how's the fire activity out there? Not near you, right?
No, none near us this time. We had the Thomas Fire go by here less than a mile away about 2 years ago, but this time around there's been no fire activity at all. It's all up north.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like I'm hearing that everybody's leaving California. These are the weirdest.
Yeah, who can blame them? I'd like to be right behind them.
Well, you have a place to go, don't you? I mean, it's classified, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as this family business is over with, I'm moving out.
Good. Well, I think everybody will be moving at some point, but we'll see what goes on here. It's not good. It's definitely not good. I'm not going to paint anything pleasant right now. Only people want to think happy thoughts. Peter,
well, I mean, when you have a governor that's actually going to ban gasoline-powered cars just on a whim, I think that that's enough insanity for me.
Mm-hmm. And the guy's doing it deliberately. He's doing it on purpose. You know that, though. Go ahead.
On purpose to crash the economy or what?
Yeah, of course. It's sabotage. This is complete sabotage. This is war. This is a hot war, my opinion. Go ahead.
I don't think that a governor of a state does or should have the authority to ban things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be struck down by the courts, but I guess we'll soon find out.
Well, he sounds like he's not, you know, he's not firing correctly. Something's wrong with him. So, anyways, they're all nuts.
Go ahead. Yeah, he's not playing with a full deck.
Oh, yeah, look, he's related to. It's related to Pelosi. What do you expect? There you go.
Oh yeah, I found out that there's a political machine that runs this this state that includes the Pelosi's, the Newsoms, the Browns, a couple other families, and it's all. It's all one big, unhappy, nasty family.
Mm-hmm. Plus the foreign intelligence. Don't forget the Chinese. Excuse my French, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, don't forget them. Yeah, they're good buddies of the Chinese.
Too much sold from overseas. The state. Yeah.
And they're doing things like the Chinese are doing things with the Democrats' blessing, like circulating military-grade full auto AK-47s on the streets to Antifa and radical elements like that.
That sounds like terrorism to me.
God knows what else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is terrorism.
Why is it supported
by a hostile foreign power.
Correct.
And nothing is being done about it.
Well, the thing is, you have alphabet agencies that need to be abolished. That's the bottom line, because they're not doing their jobs. Their jobs would be to go ahead and take care of these situations that are literally about destroying America from the inside out. And they're not doing anything because they've orchestrated part of it. So that's the problem we're running into. These guys are so corrupt. You're never going to see this thing turn around unless we have a new revolution, which is probably going to be happening at some point in the continuum very, very soon.
They're concerned about American patriots, so-called white supremacists, that are supposedly going to bring this country down. And in the meantime, they have a bunch of communists and Islamics that want to do just that. That are being supported by a hostile foreign power. They're doing nothing about that.
Yeah, I can see
it's news to me.
It's basically they've launched missiles as soon as they did the Cywar virus back in February. I mean, this thing's been a live war since then. It hasn't been called out as such. And that's the one disappointment I have about the president.
Yeah.
He never called it as a PSYOP. He should have called it out immediately. And I think that's part of the problem.
This is a plan C or plan D by the Democrats. Yeah. They were desperate to make sure that Trump didn't win the election, and they released this virus along with their good buddies the Chinese who developed it make sure that the economic damage would keep Trump from being reelected. Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
Well, the thing is, it's biotech, yes, to some degree, but you have to realize that they mislabeled it on purpose so that it's a virus that really doesn't exist. So basically, if you get tested for something, they're just going to say it's that when it's really not. That's my point. My point is this is a facade. It's a lie. It needs to be called out. And I think we should have more than a tribunal in this. We should get everybody prosecuted.
Well, I thought it might be an elaborate hoax at first, but I think it definitely exists.
Oh, it's a virus, but it's not what they're saying it is.
Many people nowadays that have had it. I may have had it 2 years. 2 years ago, I think they mm-hmm. released it three or four times before the pandemic actually started.
It's highly possible.
There's a lot more to starting a pandemic than just releasing a few germs. The conditions have to be right.
Plus, you have directed energy weapons, and it's not 5G. The other stuff that they're using, which is much more severe, nobody wants to talk about that. I tried to get my guest to talk about it last night. Now, the thing is, with people who have been involved in certain classified programs, or at least they get contracts with particular areas of research and development in these areas, they don't want to push the envelope because they're afraid they're going to lose their gigs, you know. But I've already been through these programs, so go ahead.
You try to get who to talk about it?
Well, I'm not going to mention his name here, but it was my guest last night on Hyperspace. You know, the problem I run into is that these people don't leak the data. They don't want to talk about it because they'll lose their clients. They're going to lose their gigs. Mm-hmm. You know, where I come from, I've already been through these programs, so I can disclose them. I don't give a crap. I have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose whatsoever. They've taken everything.
Same here. I'll say whatever. I mean, they've already, you know, tried to kill me, and if I were scared of them, I wouldn't be here.
No, they're nothing. They're nothing.
I call them as I see them, and I say whatever mm-hmm. the heck strikes my mind as true at the moment.
Right. And, well, if you see what they're really doing, it's a war crime. It's a universal war crime, and I always want to mention that because it's so important that people realize that these people are the real criminals on a galactic scale. They're criminals, and that makes them extinct as a race. So this is my point. My point is that in the end, they lose. They lose everything, but in the meantime, they're taking everybody down with them for this ride, and that's the problem we run into. So the solution to the equation would have been to go after them fast and hard and quickly as soon as it started, but he didn't do that. He instead allowed it to fester like a cancer, and that was a bad move, a bad, bad move. So, you know, I don't think we have a very good future the next 30 days, but people just hold on for the ride. But you have to realize this is a flux. This is temporary. It's in flux, this timeline, and everything can change. But in the end, they lose. I hope if that makes you feel any better, I don't know. But my point is they are screwed. On a universal, multiversal scale, they're done. And that means platforms off planet, by the way.
Remember the time we were talking about something that I promised I wouldn't mention it because it does need to remain classified. That was something the aliens told me that, and John Alexander came on to you telepathically and said, how the hell does he know all this?
Oh, John Alexander, my least favorite person. Yeah.
What's that?
He's my least favorite person, but I think I told you that before.
He's my least favorite person too. He's got. I'm sure he's got a file on me. He's been asking questions about me at every convention he goes to.
Well, you know, they're nosy. That's all right. We're more powerful than they are. They just have the money and the access.
Good old John.
Yeah. You know the problem with those people is. Go ahead, hon. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say the problem with those people. I'll shut up.
I have a feeling he's having problems with his health right now. Maybe he's my psychic. Abilities are telling me he's having a problem with his health right now. Maybe he's got COVID.
Maybe his clone's dead. You know, that'll kill him. If his clone dies, he's going to die. If he has a clone,
he's probably got about 10 clones. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can clone an interface pattern onto a target, you know, and you can have that clone die. When that clone dies, because it's driven by the AI, then the person who's operating, the host, will deteriorate as well. So that happens. That's what people say, they've been replaced by a clone. It's not that they've physically been replaced. It's been their interface has been replacing them with another overlay, which is a different personality, usually AI-oriented, or someone else, like a handler. People don't realize it because they don't know that technology. But nonetheless, I mean, that's how they operate. So if a clone dies, then some of them are going to suffer too. I think they're all on their way out, quite honestly. I just think they want to make everybody miserable. They're very narcissistic. They want everybody to suffer. They hate this country enough to destroy it from the inside out and gut it. And make it like it never existed, you know. Well, that's not going to happen because we're not going to let it happen. In a sense, it's always been archived in the multiverse. It will stay archived in the multiverse appropriately, just like the Akashic Records, and they can go to hell. So that's where that's at. But I'm very disgusted with this. I know we're going to talk about Antarctica in a little bit, but you look at this whole scenario here, and it's like you have to ask yourself, these people, how did it get so out of control? It's gone from like 0 to 90 within the last few months.
Yeah. I think that they are desperate. They're very desperate. And like I say, this COVID thing is a plan C or a plan D to take Trump down. And even now, I'm not sure it's going to work. I mean, I think every thinking person has some idea that the Democrats may be behind this.
Pelosi was right.
People are going to see that Trump's been doing a great job and that Biden is going to be a real loser. And it's just not an option. I think only people that are brainwashed are going to vote for Mr. Biden. We'll see what happens. But
he's been lobotomized.
Trump's chances are a lot lower than they were before this damn virus was released, though. I have to give him that.
Yeah. No, I mean, considering what he's been through, this has been complete sabotage. It tells you how much they're threatened by him, but also the message he represents. And that's the biggest thing. It's really the spirit of America. It's everything he talked about. You know, it's not him they're after, it's us. It's truly the way they're after us. And there's a lot to do. And I've talked about this before. Yeah, there's a lot to do with the DNA code. I mean, it's a big deal. It is a huge deal insofar as what we are. And it doesn't matter. These people have all the money in the world here on this illusional world. And they sit there with their space programs and their exotic technologies and all their defense weapons and all these contracts. And they're still just subhuman entities. And even if they try to buy their way into the multiverse, they're going to get completely annihilated.
Why did the bastard just count their money and do drugs? And
they can't. It's
drink some alcohol and watch TV and buy whatever their little heart desires and leave us the hell alone.
this is my point about breakaway societies. That's why Antarctica comes to mind, to get the hell away from them. I want to break off the planet and get the hell away from these people. I'm sick and tired of them. That's the bottom line. No, I agree with you 100%. But the problem is these people are so corrupted and so evil and so entity driven. There's nobody home. There's no consciousness. There's no connection to source. They literally sit there and they think about things, how to destroy people's lives, how to control and manipulate reality because they can. That's why. And because nobody's putting the brakes on them. Like we have our federal bureau that should have been putting the brakes on a lot of stuff. They never did year after year after year, sanitizing data, CIA orchestrating the data. You know, people talk all the time about kids being, you know, they're missing and they're being sold. Who do you think started all that crap? It was the CIA that started that stuff. They started it with MKUltra, Project Paperclip and everything else. So if you're looking in and trying to figure out who's selling what, all you have to do is go over to your alphabet agencies and take a good look at who's running it right now. And let's not talk about bloody genius, shall we?
They probably started that whole human trafficking sex ring thing as a way to both bribe and blackmail politicians so they can control things from behind the scenes.
Sure. Why not?
I just bet you that's the reason.
No, I think you're right. And plus, it's always about degrading people and bringing them down to the lowest level so they can control and manipulate anyway.
They bribe them, say they bring them their heart's desire, and then they film the whole thing and then say, well, you do what we say, or else this is hitting the evening news or going to the DA's office or whatever.
It's very, very corrupt. I mean, the problem is it's so corrupt, effective. You can't even clear it. It can't even be cleared anymore. You can't drain the swamp. It's too multi-layered. So a reset is necessary.
Yeah, I'm getting the impression that Trump's having major problems draining the swamp. He's lowered the water level a little bit, but I think he's run into some major issues.
Right. Look at him coming out of the woodwork, though. I mean, this is amazing. It's like a sci-fi from hell. You're watching them come out of the woodwork, though. All these evil entities, these people, man, they're just showing who they are. I think it's beautiful on that level. It's very transparent, but not good.
They're worried. He's got them worried, that's for sure.
And also, the thing is, what I've noticed is that they're also looking for keys and answers to the technology I was interfaced with. And I'm thinking, excuse my French, they will never have it. They will never have it. Not what they think. So that's a long story, but go ahead.
Yeah, they'll never have it. And, they can only go so far with the technology they want. I mean, it's after a point, it's the spiritual and the technological kind of merge, and you have to be more of a wizard than a conventional scientist or whatever to be able to understand it. Is my understanding
right? It has lots of consciousness, and you override the technology. You literally override their version of, and it's their version of artificial intelligence. This isn't ascended symbiotic machines. These are the reverse engineered technology garbage that the government warfare departments have been using to control, manipulate people's brainwave patterns. And I'm telling you, it's easy in a sense to rewrite. It's made by them. That's why. And so their AI, for everybody who's listening, if you think their AIs are smart, they're actually a bunch of algorithms, a bunch of garbage. They will never succeed because they're not part of the cosmic consciousness. They're not part of anything successful off planet. They will never, ever succeed. They are done. They are done. Go ahead.
It's important that they don't succeed too, because the aliens, like the powerful alien species, like the Greys and the Reptilians, they have a cosmic UN type of thing, because it's important that they don't fight, because a war between them could destroy half the galaxy, because they have weapons. They have right. weapons that could destroy entire solar systems with a thought. And I'm not even
you can
close
wink out
to
a
kidding.
Planet. You can
and
wink
it's
them
important.
Out.
It's important that people on this planet, at the level of the Black Project people that are not evolved, did not gain access to that kind of technology. It would be like a 5-year-old finding his father's gun or something.
Right. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened, Steve. That's why we have these black departments, these black covert worker departments. They are the wrong people utilizing the data. They've been weaponizing everything right down to our biodome and everything else in the low Earth orbit atmosphere. So you're looking at monsters out of control. And maybe there's some good people there, but if they are, I don't see them. And I said it before. I had to testify in 2006, remember? I didn't see any good people out there. None. I saw a lot of corruption with two different administrations. So, yeah, don't get me started with them. That's another thing. Biden was, you know, he was in on that last hub of people connected to some of the electronic warfare that I'm familiar with. So he's trying to paint himself out to be some good person. We all know he's not. But I can go. You want to get nasty? Well, let's start talking covert warfare and electronic torture, shall we? Let's really dive into the
part
system.
I love the part of the debate where I'm sure he's part of torture of all kinds of people, given the party he comes from. But I love the part of the debate where he tried to accuse Trump of not being smart about some decision, and Trump goes, let's get this straight. There's nothing smart about you, Joe. You forgot what
awesome.
College you went to, and you graduated the bottom part of your class, and don't even bring up smart with me. I thought Mr. Biden took a direct hit at that point.
Yeah, no, he did a great job, in my opinion, considering that it's always jaded anyways when you even walk into an arena like that, because everything's skewed for them. Bottom line, they're such sociopaths. All they do is run their mouths.
The moderator was totally on the side of
Biden. I call them Elf on the Shelf would have done a better job. I mean, next time we should have an Elf on the Shelf, because that's about what we were dealing with, you know. It's completely ridiculous. So, no, I feel sorry for him. I like him. I like the president. And I feel bad that he's gone through what he's gone through. He didn't deserve this. But you know what? It shows what kind of people we're dealing with, the corruption, the level of corruption we've been dealing with. And this whole PSYOP is designed to control, manipulate, humiliate people, slowly kill you, destroy you, and torture you, ruin your lives, ruin your businesses, ruin your families, and eventually kill you and snuff out your freedom. If you don't think so, you're sadly mistaken. I know these SOBs very, very well.
Yeah,
I know
Biden
how tactics
is so corrupt. He's involved in a lot of corrupt stuff in China and Ukraine. And I love that, too, when he brought up his son being thrown out of the military for drug use. Oh, that's not true. Of course it's true. Not true.
No, that's so true. And if you hear him meowing in the background, everybody, I was just telling Steve before we went live, I have a little kitten in the background, so he's making noise. So it's just going to have to tune him out. Right.
Yeah. At the mere mention of Biden, your cat goes crazy, right?
Oh, I hope not. But yeah. Yeah. Like I need one, another kitty, but anyways. But I digress. Yeah, but yeah, you know, it's crazy, and
I wouldn't be able to talk to the SOB either without having an argument. I mean, I'm not surprised that.
Go ahead.
I'm not surprised that the debate was like it was. I mean, it wasn't Trump's fault.
No, it wasn't his fault. And, he's constantly being harassed, passive harassment, constantly targeting him. Chinese water torture from A to Z since he entered into the whole scene, and now it's like, you know, anytime he responds, it's like he's being the bully. No, he's not. He's countering their attacks. Same thing we've done. Same thing I've had to do with the covert warfare department. It's the same old BS, different day, different color. It's a psychological operation.
Yeah.
And I know every tactic they use. And I'm sick and tired of it. And you know who's running this whole scenery? Gina Haspel of the CIA is running the Defense Department. She's running everybody. She's running these national security sites out there with S4. And that's somebody who needs to be looked at and prosecuted for war crimes. I'm done with these people. I'm done with what they've done to this country. I'm tired of the psychological
operation.
They're
the ones that won't talk to him like a normal human being. And they're the ones that won't talk to Trump like a normal human being. And I love it too that he was doing the exact same thing to them that they've been doing to us 50 years. He was giving them a taste of their own medicine by interrupting him a lot and going for the jugular.
You take your narrative back. You take it back because they'll sit there and try to reverse everything with psychological operations, reverse your data stream of information so that it accommodates their lie. I've seen it all before, and I'm glad he did. Yeah, you take your power back. That's why freedom of speech is so important. You know what? If they didn't have a problem with what you were saying, they would let it go. They would just leave it alone. It's always like have to constantly censor everybody. Truth hurts.
The only reason Biden did as well as he did is because he was being coached. I heard reports after the debate that there was an earpiece in his ear. So somebody was coaching him, and also I think he was on meth or some other drug to make him a lot more alert.
His eyes were really dilated. I noticed that too. He looked like a cartoon character.
He wouldn't agree to a drug test.
Of course not.
What does that tell you?
No, they probably are on coke or whatever else, weapon of choice.
Yeah, meth or coke or something. Special blend of theirs, whatever. But he was on some kind of drug to make him, seem like a normal person that night.
I think the biggest problem I see with these people is that they're hypocrites. They hate this country with a passion. They hate our constitution. They hate our freedom. They hate our flag. They've blatantly said it. So if they try to paint a different pony now during the election and pretending that they're patriotic and they're not. And we know who they are now. We know that they've created treason here. They've committed treason. So I'm done with
the so-called Civil War never ended. They should have split this country in half in 1861 so that these communists or whatever the heck you want to call them can have their own place to go and we can have our own place to go. Since that wasn't done, then we're going to have to fight this whole thing all over again. You could argue we're already in a civil war.
Oh, we are. I said it before. This is a live war. This is not an exercise. This is not a beta test. This is a war. And people don't see it yet. They're not feeling it.
It's been a political war for 30 years. Now it's getting real. It's starting to turn into a shooting war. And that's that ought to be scary to a lot of people.
They don't have any place to go. I've mentioned this before, but the whole disclosure thing, not even UFO disclosure, covert technology disclosure, the stuff I've disclosed over the years, that flatlined their whole covert department in a sense of not being able to hide anything anymore. Everything is very, very clear to everyone who actually has done the research or has had experiences with this, that we're dealing with this kind of a technology and a misuse and abuse of and a manipulation for decades. So when you look at it now, they don't have any place to go. So this is their last card to play. Basically a self-destruct sequence, in my opinion. Because there's no place for them to run or hide. If they want to go off planet, well, they're going to get crushed out there because I already know what's out there for them, and it ain't going to help them. They're done. So that part makes me feel better. But,
No, the cosmos outside Earth orbit is not friendly to those type of
not them at all.
Democrat type people. Or
not
Muslims,
at all.
For that matter.
I can honestly tell you that it's our species, the DNA code, that actually is the one that's part of that race. And now I can tell you point blank, they're screwed. And if they don't have like a liaison like us there, they're done. And I wouldn't help them anyway. At this point, I wouldn't even do that because I already know who they are. So I'm really grateful. Thank you very much for showing me, what kind of scum you people are, because it really makes me feel like I would never want to support them in any form of dimensional space after this. So,
yeah,
so
speaking of scum, Biden is definitely a scumbag. He fondles young girls on camera whenever he gets the opportunity, apparently.
Yeah, he's got a lot of paws, doesn't he? He's definitely a creep. There's no doubt about him. He's a creep, and he's rude. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know, everybody obviously saw this, but telling the president to shut up is so not appropriate. It's such a non-professional behavior. Even in a work environment, when you don't like your co-employee or whatever, you still act civil to each other. He couldn't even do that, right? He couldn't even do that. This is a guy that should have been kicked off that stage, kicked off, bottom line. You don't talk to the president.
I think Trump's been way, way too overly nice to these people, put it that way. I think he should have taken it to the next level at least a year ago.
Well, that's my point, because now they have enough momentum going where it's going to be a real battle because he just let it go. Let it ride. This isn't a freaking poker game. Sorry. Things have to happen. It's like counterfighting.
If I were in his position, I would have fired Sessions, that Attorney General Sessions, a lot sooner, and I would have told Barr that I basically think Barr's okay, but he's scared or something, and I would have told him lit a fire under his butt and said, okay, you're either going to prosecute these people or I'm going to fire you and fire whoever your successor is until I get somebody who will.
I agree. Well, it's like the Nuremberg trials.
It should have been made more of a priority.
These people really need to be held accountable. No, I agree with you. They should be held accountable for war crimes. That's the bottom line. And we're talking the universal war crime, not just global war crimes, universal war crimes. What they've done is a violation by universal law. And that's a huge deal. Now, nobody's going to call that out. They're attorneys, but I will call it out. Go ahead.
He should have told the AG, whoever he was, that whoever he finally got a hold of that would do it, that I'll give you as many special forces guards as you need to feel safe, but I want this done. And I'm not going to take the excuse that you're scared. You know, I'll give you whatever security you need to not feel scared, but this needs to be done.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, he could have made other choices, but you know what? I think he had people in his inner circle that weren't trustworthy. That's part of it. He had people that were basically liars. So that's just my sense. But well, I think if he had the right
my only criticism of Trump since he's been elected is that he seems awfully hesitant to fire people when it appears to be necessary, when it appears that they're not loyal to him or to his agenda.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mistake.
Well, I think he started to, but you know, the whole thing with the propaganda and the mainstream media, it's like everything he does is scrutinized and judged severely, which is he's gotten to the point where he doesn't do a whole lot, in my opinion. And I think that's not, he shouldn't be doing that. He should literally say, I don't care. I'm just going to do what I want to do, what we need to do in so far as benefiting this country. And just ignore the mainstream media. We already know they're propaganda whores. We don't care about them. We don't listen to them, and we know they're liars. And actually, they hate this country enough to a point where we don't even want them in our country. Why don't they take their businesses elsewhere and leave this country, start their businesses in another country, and get out of America? It's as simple as that. If they hate this country, go. Just leave. Don't sit here and destroy
it. I agree with that. I mean, some of these people... to avoid the embarrassment of a trial, it might be better just to strip them of their American citizenship and say, get out of here and never come back. If you ever come back, you're going to be arrested and put in prison for the rest of your life.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I've been saying since day one. Take their citizenship. They don't want it. That's fine. We can void it out. Enough is enough. We're done. Now sit here and try to reconstruct a beautiful country because they have an issue. It's usually psychological anyway. Half of them are fragmented and psychotic. So, you know, we don't need that in this country anyways. No, and half of them are on drugs. Go ahead.
Even, you know, they don't think so at the time, but they quickly find out within a few months that's almost a worse punishment than going to prison.
I actually think we should make them live in China. I think that's where they should live.
Being excluded from this country for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Exile.
Let's kick them out and say, you know, you guys just go live over in China for a while. I'm sure you'll enjoy being a prisoner and being beat up 24 hours a day if you step out of line. That's what they want over here, right? Well, it's not going to work. Sorry. Might work for the sheeple, but it's not going to work for those of us who are part of the ancestral bloodline that founded this country. I can tell you that much. And so they're in for a big ride in nowhere. It's here, though. The war's here. I didn't start this. You know, we didn't start this. We didn't start it. They did. And I think people need to remind themselves of that.
Yeah. And
it's my dog drinking water in the background.
I think that people that have star genes may have been mainly the ones that started this country.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you read my book Alien Intelligence, it's about the DNA code and absolutely. Whether people acknowledge it or not, we're not talking low life entities and archons and all the BS that people have been fed. I'm talking about real celestial beings and our lineage, our cosmic lineage and birthright, which is a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's one of the reasons that this is going on in the timeline. You know, that's the whole thing about DNA and people wanting your DNA or trying to control, manipulate your mind because they know what you can do with your mind. That's the thing. Consciousness is very powerful. We all know that. And that's another thing, too. They've got so many toxins right now and so much weaponization everywhere. I mean, it's disgusting. And, you know, I was thinking about those masks. They're totally unhealthy. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way you can be healthy. You're not getting enough oxygen wearing those masks. I can guarantee you that. So people should not be wearing.
I wear like a thin cotton bandana over my face, but I will not wear one of those three-layer monstrosities that they recommend people
use. You have to wear anything.
That's just disgusting. I mean, you're breathing your own waste, basically.
Yeah, it's definitely poisoning, CO2 poisoning. There's no doubt about it because, it's not good. And if they say, oh, that's not possible, they're full of it. I can guarantee you that much. Now, the problem with these people is that the mainstream science and the mainstream doctors are nothing but hacks and shills. They don't have any multidimensional perspective. They don't understand. They don't think outside the box. They're nothing but talking puppets, and everybody's fed up with them. You know, it's just like covert warfare. I can go toe-to-toe with anybody who's worked in the intelligence community all their freaking lives. I can go toe-to-toe and be better than them. Why? I've never stepped foot in their office, but I know the technology better than they do. You know, it's that thing where you've had experience with it, or at least I have. But the bottom line is these people don't know anything. And for them to sit there and have talking heads sit there and dictate to the mass collective what they need to do, how they need to function from day to day is absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. Another thing is, you know, mentioning the president. I don't think I can trust the people that he has over there right now that are supposedly helping him. I don't trust them. Sorry. And not everybody in the military supports the United States.
This whole COVID thing where he caught the virus may have been an assassination attempt.
Agreed.
It sounds to me like it because so many people at the White House caught it all at once. I mean, that totally smacks of some traitor releasing a whole bunch of virus in the White House.
Well, it also reeks of false positives, too. It reeks of some kind of a psyop where they're telling them that they have the virus when they don't. And maybe they have some kind of symptom that mimics a flu. But the bottom line is they start putting him on stuff that he doesn't need and putting him on a ventilator. He's done. Oh, and that is an assassination attempt. And this was created by the intelligence community with the Democrats and the globalists. And we all know who they are by name. So,
well, this whole thing, they've got us chasing shadows, practically saying that, sometimes it creates symptoms and sometimes you'll die of it, and sometimes there are no symptoms, and you might have it, and you never even know, and blah, blah, blah. I mean,
it's a joke. It's a psyop. Yeah,
and it survived just fine in 100-degree temperatures, and you can catch it off doorknobs.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
and you hide it in your bed. You might get it at night, or you might not. It's a psyop.
There's a lot of disinformation going on about this virus, I'd say. I mean,
I'm not saying they can't switch it on. I'm not saying they can't use a biotech and use a directed energy weapon and make your life miserable and kill you. I know that can happen. But I also know what they're doing now is a psyop. And it's not what they say it is. And they all should be tried as war criminals because that's what this is. This is a global war. If I've ever seen one, I can't believe they're even getting away with half the stuff from other countries. It's one thing for America to not even see what's going on here. But every other country has fallen into this whole matrix. And it really surprises me that nobody's stepping out of it. Nobody's snapping out of the dream. They better wake up. They better wake up. I'll tell you that much.
War with China is coming too. We haven't really discussed that.
Oh, yet. Yeah. They're right around the corner. You know, just check your Pacific Ocean if you don't believe me. You know, it's all kinds of
What's going on there?
You know, I'm not going to mention it. Just stuff. Just signals. Just transmissions. You know. Aerial warfare.
A bunch of stuff's going on where they're trying to control the South China Sea illegally.
Oh, I think I'm taking it closer than that, buddy. People better check out what's going on off the coast of California at this point, man. I'm telling you, things are getting nasty.
I'm sure the Chinese are checking out how close they can get submarines to the coast. I'm positive of that.
Well, you know what? It's really strange how all this is playing out. But I think it's like they smelled blood in the water initially, you know, when this started. And now it's like all of them are wanting a piece of it now, of America, you see. And that's why
we should immediately resume testing nuclear weapons to both send a message and also make sure that they work in case we need them against the Chinese.
Well, you know, you can disable them remotely. They won't even launch. And who's good at cyber warfare?
Well, the aliens can do that.
Well, everybody can, not just off-world. I'm talking anybody here who has a good satellite system, you know, bottom line. You know, I said it before, though, it's a nuke from orbit. It's the only way to be sure out of aliens. I swear that was my motto, and I said it tongue-in-cheek, but I say it all the time, and I swear to you that is the end game because, hey, man, I'm sorry, everybody. Just be good as you can and, you know, enjoy your lives, but that's what I'm seeing here. This is nuts. I'm not tolerating this. I'm not tolerating it, so... I think if we had decent
personnel, military, I'd say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah, that's it. Got to get out of here. You know, this is why they went to Antarctica, to get the jump point and get the hell away. And we were going to talk about Antarctica tonight, if you want to discuss it. I don't know what your perception is or what's going on over there or any ideas.
I wasn't able to find out much more for sure. Okay. I mean, they've clamped down a security screen on that subject that seemed to be pretty tight, but I know that back a few years ago they found pyramids and buildings underneath the ice that they investigated, and what they found out is close to guarded secret, but I think they found some alien technology there that hadn't been tapped. And
what year?
There's apparently I think it was 2016.
Oh, okay.
And Buzz Aldrin went down there to investigate one of the pyramids they found.
Well, isn't it interesting? That was the whole thing with President Trump getting elected as well. Interesting, isn't it?
He was shaken up when he came back, too. He said that we really need to have some stuff down there we need to defend against.
Admiral Byrd. Go ahead. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
As was Admiral Byrd in 1946 when he went down there to kick the Germans out and got his ass kicked in Operation High Jump. He after that said that the United States needed to defend itself from advanced aircraft that could fly from the polar regions at incredible speeds. And then if he had his way, he'd drop hydrogen bombs on every place in Antarctica, something to that effect.
Very interesting. So
he must have been pretty shaken up, too. They had several ships sunk. According to unofficial reports, they had several ships sunk and had several hundred casualties and pretty much barely escaped with their lives. The Germans or aliens or whoever they were working with launched UFOs and used directed energy weapons on them.
No, I was just going to ask, do you think that was reverse engineered from the off-world species, or do you think that was the Germans?
It was probably the Germans reverse engineered, but okay. I think that they're being backed up by reptilians or some other alien species, reptilians or Nordics or whatever you want to call them, hybrids.
Our race.
And
seriously,
the details are pretty sketchy, as I say, because there's a security lid clamped on it. But I'm pretty sure that the details I've just mentioned are true.
Yeah, what's and funny? And Steve, I'll shut up for a second. Go ahead. I was going to say something. I'll tell you in a minute.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it's interesting because when you think about, they're always the enemy, you know, oh, we had to fight this enemy, this UFO, whatever extraterrestrial in the illusion of. You have to look at what actually happened in a sense. And I know we don't have the answers on that one, but the idea behind that, in my opinion, would be something like trying to imprison this species or trying to contain them or take their technology or harm them. And then it creates the war. And all of a sudden, all they want to do is just get out of here and get home. And they can't because they've been encapsulated in a type of a frequency fence designed by reverse engineer technology. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that it seems to me that if they would just leave these beings alone, they would have left instead of engaging. Do you think they were from here?
Yeah, I don't think they would have attacked anybody if they hadn't gone down there and tried to throw them out of Antarctica.
Yep.
They were there just stuck in their craw that some Nazis were still down in Antarctica and they had to go throw them out. Damn it! And I think they were probably going against their own deal because they made a deal to end World War II, and the deal involved letting Hitler and his upper echelon go. And I think they even gave them some B-29s and other technology to escape with, on condition that they allow, most of the top Nazi scientists and all of the plans for all their wonder weapons to, be taken to the U.S., after the war. I think what happened was that the Nazis developed, their own version of the nuclear bomb and, they told the Allies about it and, rather than nuke it out, they decided to just make a deal to end the war. And one of the conditions of the deal was that the Germans would pretend that they surrendered unconditionally. And when they did not, they took a lot of their best stuff down to Antarctica and Argentina, and by U-boat and heavy bomber. And that's going to be a big scandal when it gets out. Generally, it's already starting to get out. Hitler right. survived the war. I mean, he died around 1980, is my understanding. I wouldn't be surprised if clones of him are still alive.
I wouldn't either. Voice from Brazil comes to mind, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Not at all.
Yeah, I think the Germans had cloning way back then. They were 30 years ahead of us in heavy science and technology, even without the alien input.
Agreed. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Antarctica is one of my favorite places. That's where I want to go. And, of course, I wouldn't be able to get where I want to go getting over there. But that was one of the places I wanted to go, especially if it hits the fan and I can't get off this rock. I thought Antarctica would be a good place to go for various reasons.
Yeah, the entrance to the German base, by most accounts, is maybe within 20 miles of the South Pole, and the area around it is restricted airspace. And there's natural volcanic heat that warms it up inside, and it's quite warm in there. And when the Germans discovered that, they turned it into a base.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, home sweet home. So we go to the next one. No doubt. Now there's all this war against everybody's a Nazi now. If you're white, you're a Nazi and this and that. You know, you see how they're working the operation, though, right? How the PSYOP is imprinting people to believe something that's not accurate or valid. It's like white's the new unicorn right now. And it's so insane. I mean, it has no logic behind it. It has no consciousness behind it. Their whole scenery is just a joke.
I feel like we're being discriminated against.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. If anti-discrimination does not apply to everybody, then there's no point to it at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yes, but, childish crap is what's going on right now, but it's also, you know, they have an agenda. Their agenda has worked quite well, using race as the theme of the year, the flavor of the week, as they say in the military intelligence community. So, it's disgusting. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll never buy into that we need to pay reparations and that we're terrible people and all that.
Not at all.
Because our ancestors owned slaves.
No, they could pay reparations. Let's pay restitution for everybody who's been through a covert warfare program like me. That would make more sense. Go ahead.
Well, the claim for reparations for slavery died with the people that were slaves and their immediate families by every legal principle in the book. You know these people a thing that are alive now.
Correct. I agree. Well, they make it up.
So.
And it's like, really, they can't get over something for how many centuries, how many decades? You know, I'm just tired of people and their psychological baggage. I'm sick and tired of it. It's like, do your homework, get the therapy you need, and stop. But the problem is,
we've already paid them reparations in that, like, welfare and government assistance is
much
easier to get if they're black.
Hell yes. Or they cry discrimination, they get a job. This is another thing, people, and I'm sorry it's true, but if they cry race and they don't get the job, and if they're not qualified, they'll get the job, even if they're not qualified because they cried race. Oh, they didn't give it to me because I was a different person of color. Well, no, it's because you weren't qualified for the freaking job. That's why you didn't get the job. But no, they use races, and this is what pisses me off. It's like, it just really, really annoys me that they play that card over and over and over again, and everybody's fed up with
it. Oh, even if they're not qualified, all they have to do is pull the race card, and they'll get the job.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I've seen it before.
Rather than have a lawsuit.
I've seen it before. They're not qualified, and it shows. Then they get promoted into positions where they shouldn't have had the job, and they screw it up, and they make a mess of everything. Well, look at what's going on with politics right now. Don't get me started. Even what's going on in Congress. Look at all these people and how they've changed the deal insofar as cheating to get in. Look at all the ballots that are being destroyed. You know, it's just unbelievable stuff going on. I get tired of it. Quite honestly, there's too much corruption, and these people need to be held accountable for that kind of corruption. Nobody else would be able to get away with that stuff. Why should they?
I don't know. Good question.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, nobody's done anything about it. And who cares? What are they going to do? Threaten to, you know, their whole weapon of choice is they have lawyers on standby. They'll try to fine you. They'll try to put you in jail. What, for speaking up and telling the truth? And calling out the liars and the people that have committed crimes here that are literally destroying this nation and country. That's enough, man. This, you know, they started this hot war. It is a hot war. I just hope we have military at some point in the continuum that will support the true America and the American spirit in this country. Because from what I've seen, I think they can turn on a dime. I think they turn on a freaking dime. And that makes me very concerned about what's going to happen in the future of America. But I will tell you one thing that will keep you going is the spirit of America, which is connected to off-world intelligence. Now, some people want to call it God and creator and this and that. Well, you know what? It goes bigger than what your belief systems are. Let's just put it that way. Much bigger.
I agree. But one of the first things that they tried to dilute the spirit of America is let all these illegal aliens in and weird-ass foreigners.
Yeah, they didn't have a problem with their viruses coming over the border with all kinds of freaking diseases. They weren't quarantined for that. And of course, they were spreading all kinds of stuff, and nobody had a problem with that, right? You didn't see the CDC running around with their, you know, craziness going on, right?
Well, it's worked around here. I'm one of the only people around this neighborhood that I think there's the spirit of America, put it that way.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's getting to the point where people are even, you know, they're being, I don't know, they're having a hard time even doing the normal things they used to do, like flying their American flags, for example. Like, all of a sudden, that's a problem. And like I said before, the people in the Hollywood industry that are anti-American, that made their money at the expense of the American people in this country, if they didn't live in America, they would not have been famous. They would have not have made their money. They should be kicked out immediately and returned from whence they come. I don't care what country. Just get them out of here.
One really good thing about this virus crisis is that it's pretty much killed the movie industry. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch their crap anyways. You know, back in the propaganda. Old days, I used to appreciate it, but not anymore.
Well, it's turned into a total... They know how to make movies people will like. They just don't do it in favor of making propaganda pieces.
Right, that's
so
exactly
it. It's better they be shut down.
Right. Like I said, I like the original Star Wars and the sequel, like a couple sequels after that, and then the rest of it was just propaganda. Nobody wants to watch that garbage. The millennials
The first three sequels were good. These new ones are unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's just garbage. CGI crap. I'm sick of
garbage.
It. And plus, when you know what the people are like, these actors, you know, some of these actors can do a good job and they're really good on screen. But when you know that they're real jerks, it's like, I don't want to watch them on film. I don't want to support them. I won't fund them. Just like people in sports. I love sports. But you think I'm going to support them anymore? Hell no. If they don't support this country, I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want to watch them. I will not fund them.
I'm proud to say I've never supported professional sports in any way, shape, or form, and I never will, especially after seeing what they've been doing lately.
No. I mean, they made their money with America. They made their money here. Yeah, the American flag, rah, rah, America. As much as they hate America, they made their money. That's how they got rich. And that's what pisses me off the most about them. They're a bunch of hypocrites is what they are. And they would never be able to be successful in another country.
The NFL and the NBA ought to go bye-bye. They ought to be history.
No, I'm done with it. Well, you know what? This is
They almost are. Their viewership is down like 50% or more.
I know. I think what we're seeing is this is the end. You know, the false matrix has imploded. The veils have been lifted. And we're seeing it for what it is. We're seeing the evil for what it is, the entity control, all the corruption. It's all there. So we'll get through this, but it is an ugly, disgusting ride right now. But we'll get through it. Like I always say, you know, everybody get your cosmic surfboard out and get to the higher overtones because you can navigate there. You know, we're not going to live here forever on this illusion and delusion of a world. But I will tell you, what saddens me the most, and I've written this in my books, is that we've had the technology all along to have a better world, to have no illnesses. We could use frequency to heal every single illness you can imagine has been created.
That's my message as well. There's no reason why things ought to be getting worse and worse. They should be getting better and better, if anything.
Agreed.
If not for this extreme mismanagement and extreme toxic political agenda going on.
Yeah, so it's for the 1%. They want to have all the goodies. Well, they didn't create those goodies. They stole those patents. So basically, they should have nothing. They should have nothing. You know, they're not going to live in their Elysium world and their little wet fantasies like they want. They're going to get crushed. They're going to get crushed by the off-world intelligence. And they're cursed for what they've done here on the timeline. So I think that's something they haven't even seen that coming for them yet.
I wish off-world intelligence to hurry up and crush them.
Oh, it's already happening. We're already in the wrong space-time configuration. I really encourage everybody to read my book, Alien Intelligence. We are not even in the right configuration. Everything is being shredded. I mean, literally ripped out of orbit. I'm not kidding you. They're trying to contain this field so hard they can't. So don't worry about it too much. And I think there's a lot going on when it comes down to if you take away what they've done with the weaponization of the biodome and you look outside the perimeters of the true space-time configuration, there's a whole lot going on there. And it's not in support of what these guys are doing on the timeline. Like I said before, we are multidimensional. We're not from here initially. We come from the cosmic design and the true space-time configuration. We enter onto a timeline. They're attacking us here on the timeline. That's an act of universal war. I don't care what their method of attack is. I don't care what they're doing. They've committed a war crime, a universal galactic war crime. They're going to be held accountable. They're already going extinct. They are extinct off planet. So this is done. They're done. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. And I'm not woo-woo. Okay. This is for real, guys. I'm always right with this data because I know it's correct.
I'm just wondering when the war with China is going to start.
You're the one who has that prophecy. I'm not going to mention it on air. I think you probably mentioned it, but I remember you telling me about some things off air about some, I guess, dreams you had. Yeah. So I think these are encroaching.
I'll say next summer.
I think it's going to be sooner than that. I think you could be right. Timeline wise, if we even make it through the fall into the new year, that will be, in my opinion, a miracle. And the only way
nine months from now is pretty soon.
Well, you know, you realize that they're chomping at the bit to destroy the president. They want to assassinate him. They're not going to let him walk away from that. They're not going to let him walk away. Even if he wins and they force him to lose, they will not let him live. I'm telling you, these guys are nuts. And this is my point is like, why aren't they putting a stop to these people who've committed high treason? Where is our military when we need them? They're the first ones to go over to the Middle East and play games out there. But when we need them here in the United States, where the hell are they? That means we have
cultivated some friendships with some special forces people you could trust before now. I don't know if he has or not, but
you know,
that would be the that would have been the logical move to.
I'll tell you right now, any of these guys who claim to be part of this wonderful superpower called America, who turn their backs on the USA right now, you guys are done. You guys are done. You won't be able to hold your heads up. You're done. We'll ship your asses to China. We're done with you. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I come from a military family. We've always been very patriotic. And I'll tell you, man, I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. When your country is being attacked from within and you see it and you don't do a damn thing to stop it. And then some, you know, these people here on the Democratic side are literally part of this treason and sedition and tyranny, destroying this country and setting up the president to kill him. Are you freaking kidding me? And
that's what this is, an attack from within. The Democratic Party should be disbanded and their leadership should be jailed as traitors. Okay. And the organization should be disbanded under the RICO Act as a criminal organization, which it is.
Couldn't say it better.
It exists to perpetrate crimes.
No, I agree with you. You know, if we can figure this out, why can't anybody else? Why doesn't anybody else?
Yeah,
the RICO
Act was made to fight the mob, basically, right. And it basically says that any organization that exists mainly to perpetrate criminal acts can be prosecuted on that basis alone.
Right.
And it strikes me that you could make a pretty good case that the Democratic Party is exactly that right now.
Sure.
A party that is designed to perpetrate a criminal political agenda.
That's exactly true. 100%.
Against the United States of America.
Yeah, well, Pelosi comes from the mob. I mean, that's all they know is how to act like mobsters. Bottom line. That's how they act.
Well, yeah.
She's chomping at her dentures thinking she's going to be president. This psychopath thinks she's going to take the place of the president of the United States. She's trying to kill him. And whether people see it or not, I'm sorry, but I see it. I see it.
Well, I see it too. And I mean, if you have an organization that has a criminal agenda going, and you're going to kill anybody that gets in your way, how in the heck is that different from a mafia?
It's not. It's not.
It's not, exactly. The Clinton mafia, the Pelosi mafia,
right.
the deep state mafia, they're all criminals, and they need to be put in jail. All they need is time in federal prison.
I think they should get the death penalty, personally, because what they've done, this high treason, is inexcusable stuff going on. Inexcusable to this country. The damage they've done is irreversible. This whole thing is not a conspiracy. This is an orchestrated event and a psychological operation, a well-thought-out plan of destruction in the United States, the president, and every American here. And if people can't see that, I don't know what to say. Not to mention it's global, too, in a sense that it's bleeding through to other countries. Boy, these people are screwed. Oh, on that note, we're heading for a break, everybody. You listen to Raven Stars Witching Hour. I am your host, Solaris Blue, and my wonderful guest tonight, Steve Colburn. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Revolution, Revolution
Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio.
where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I've pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raven Stars Witching Hour. I am your host, Solaris Blue Raven, and my wonderful guest tonight, Steve Colburn. I want to thank you again, Steve, for joining me. You know, I want to say one thing real quick. Obviously, you guys see the worst side of me in personality sometimes when I'm on air, especially when we're discussing these hot topics, because I can't candy coat things. I can't sit here and wear the rose-colored glasses. So this is probably the worst side of me you'll ever see.
Just not at all. Sense. I love it when you're like this.
Well, you know what? I feel bad because every time we get on air, you and I don't know if I started or not, but I apologize if I do. But anyways, it seems like we always get into these conversations. I think they're good and they need to be heard. But nonetheless, let everybody know about your website, though. Tell everybody how they can contact you.
Yeah, I have a website. It's not in good repair right now, unfortunately, but you can still access some of my papers on the alien implants and analysis thereof on it. And that would be www.alienevidenceinc.webs.com. And the analysis of the implant that came out of my toe, the John Smith implant, I called it, and the implant that came out of patient 16, Ron Noel, and the report on the patient 17 implant is in there.
And, excellent.
People with a technical bent should find them very interesting. These objects were sophisticated nanotechnological devices that were well beyond at least civilian technology. And
exactly. Do you have the? You don't have the frequency what they were running on, do you?
Yeah, the one that came out of my toe was running on was giving off rather 8 hertz. Which is an ELF frequency and could be involved in mind control, interestingly enough. And I believe 115 hertz was the second one. It's there in the paper, but then the third one was around 20 gigahertz, as I recall. And so that's a microwave frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was running pretty much across the radio frequency microwave spectrum, and they're only on transmitting about less than 10% of the time, so they're probably burst transmitting things or transmitting whenever they feel that the implant should be active. Very interesting stuff.
So did they work with your bioelectric circuitry? In other words, were they enhanced by your field? Were you able to control those signals, or was it remotely controlled? You know?
It's remotely controlled.
Okay.
And the implants can apparently sense physiological data, and certain ones, especially the brain implants, can access your sensory data. You can hear through your ears, see through your eyes, that sort of thing. And they can also implant suggestions that are from a great distance that are very difficult to ignore because the subject almost always thinks it's their idea.
Right. You never had that, though.
Powerful stuff.
Correct. I mean, I've been there on a different scale, and I've been interfaced big time. But did you ever go through that in a sense that when you say they can hear through your ears and see through your eyes, were you consciously aware of that intercept or that interface?
Yeah, I'm always aware of being watched, being monitored. And some things have happened that have led me to believe that that's definitely true. For example, one time, right after our second child was born, with my ex-wife and I, she said that she saw an object that looked like a square piece of sheet metal standing on end that was slowly scanning her from head to toe. It had a bunch of colors coming out of it, and she said she thought it was pretty. Then she started getting scared and tried to wake me up. And she said the second I started waking up, it turned into a red beam of light and shot out the window. So obviously there must be in connection with my brain or hers or both to have done that.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. You have to ask, is part of that your cosmic heritage, your off-world connection, or is it more manufactured here in the covert Black Sciences technologies?
I'm pretty sure it's alien. I can't prove that it's not totally Black Project. Some people have asked me about how do you know it's alien, and I guess the answer is I don't for sure, but I remember aliens and don't remember Black Project people putting these objects in. But I know that the aliens do work with or at least share data with Black Project people. That's part of their treaty with them, apparently, to be able to operate down there.
Right. And what's interesting is that we are part of that cosmic heritage, so we already have the DNA code associated with that technology built in. That's part of our technology internally in the bioelectric suit. So that's my take anyway. And I think that's one of the reasons they were so able to do the types of interface I've been through, even with synthetic telepathy. And it's really easy to do once you get interfaced with that technology. So very, very fascinating. I know there was one with a deep space signal. I mentioned it before on air, and I can't remember which person that was that had the... Do you remember that? There was one person who registered an implant, which was deep space.
Yeah, that was mine. Was it
yours?
The 114 megahertz frequency was...
That's a big deal.
A frequency used to communicate with aircraft and satellites.
That's a big deal, in my opinion. That you had that.
That implies strongly that they're sharing data with the Black Project people.
Yep. And what year was that again, Steve, that this all started?
I got the implant inserted in February of 2008, and it was removed in September of 2008, if I remember correctly.
That's wild. I didn't realize that. You know, and then my induction was 2004. Interesting. Very, very interesting. There must have been a lot of testing going on during that. Wow.
Oh, I was very busy as far as abductions between 2008 and 2012. 2010 and 2011 were exceptionally busy years. I wouldn't get enough sleep. They were coming so often.
Right. And then, you did my implant analysis scan and that was 2012, if I'm not mistaken. That's on my DVD documentary, everybody, if you want to access it. It's on either Remote or Disclosure and Covert Technology. My DVD is on PayHip. You can go in there and download it. It's not very expensive, but it shows the documentary, and Steve did the implant analysis scan for me during that. So it's very interesting and a nice confirmation once again. And I encourage people who have any suspicions whatsoever about this technology, or if you think you might be loaded with anything, you might want to contact Steve and let him do an implant analysis scan on you. You're still doing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been kind of slow lately, I guess, because of the virus. But, definitely I'm still doing it. You can contact me at 805-625-2549. And I'm in Oxnard, California. And if you want to, call me and make an appointment, come by for a scan, I'd be happy to do it. We're a very affordable fee. And You get a report and any pictures of any alien dyes that would show up. And it's usually a very informative experience for people that, that think that they may be being abducted by aliens.
Exactly. And you're one of the best, in my opinion, anyway, out there doing this. And I'm really grateful I encountered you. And you know, it's really interesting where you were making, well, you're still making so much progress insofar as the stuff you're doing and how many people were coming to you for implant analysis scan. And what's amazing, and I mentioned this before, was that we were really, I think we're starting to really merge energies in a sense of awakening people to the higher consciousness realm with the galactic, you know, the off-world intelligence type of communication system. And all of a sudden the stupid Psy War starts, you know, it was right then because we were in February in 2020. And then all of a sudden this stuff just started. It was just a shame because we could have gotten really far, in my opinion, had they not put the brakes on this. It's almost like they did that to sabotage. In a sense, they want to take the country down on one level, but at the same time, the positives with the technology and the confirmation we're getting, it seems like they're trying to obfuscate that.
Well, I know they keep putting personal obstacles in front of me, most likely to slow down the research on my end. So I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No, I'm not surprised either. But, you know,
the
thing is,
slow it down in general.
Most of them are copycats anyway. Like I said, these people in these communities and even in the Department of Defense, I mean, they're copycats. They steal everybody else's data. They run with the data and they make it look like they're the ones that are discovering all this, but really they're not. We're the ones. And that's the thing I look at. It's like, and plus they don't have the consciousness. They don't have the off-world intelligence state of mind, which means that they're not going to succeed the way they want to. And plus it's weaponization. And it's always about control manipulation. My goodness. And this is the problem I have with national security. And I've said it before. National security doesn't secure anything but lies and deception. I mean, they're not securing this country's, they're not protecting our country in any four-dimensional space. They're not protecting us at all because they're trying to stop us from ascending into that multidimensional field and that
well,
access
to
who we really are.
They want to protect themselves from embarrassment a heck of a lot more than they want to protect our country.
Oh, I totally agree. Nobody has the right to intercept you when you're in your own state of consciousness and your remote viewing or whatever it is you're doing. You know, your galactic heritage, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the bottom line is they have no right to interfere, and they do it all the time. And I'm sick and tired of them. And one thing I'm really tired of is the interface with mind control, the psychotronic weapons, the psychotronic projection, the scrambling, the electronic torture programs, the electronic mind control programs, and electronic brain links, which were really popular back in the day. And I'm telling you point blank, and they're trying to deploy that crap all over again, and it's not going to fly, man. These people need to be held accountable for this criminal activity. And I think the president was actually honing in on that.
I don't even human-made technology works on me. I mean, the alien stuff is so powerful that it would stand to reason that it would be at least reduced effectiveness on somebody that's been exposed to the alien stuff on a regular basis.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it gets boring after a while. I mean, I've been interfaced with a lot of different types of technologies, but I can tell you, I know when they're beta testing. I can tell when they're running that stuff. And it's no good. I mean, what they're doing right now, especially with, I don't trust Musk, and I've said it before, I don't like his junk, the space junk Starlink crap that he's putting up. Definitely nefarious backdoor access to a lot of manipulative tools to control, manipulate people. And yeah, he's up to no good, in my opinion. I used to kind of like him, and now I'm like, totally no. Don't have anything to do with him.
So Elon Musk?
Yeah. He's basically, you know, these are the people that want to sit there with off-planet intelligence.
I'm sad to hear you say that. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm sad to hear you say that because he was one of the few people I thought was a good guy in this whole field.
Well, I think he's compromised. I'm telling you that point blank. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him at this point. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am, but you know what?
You may well be right. You probably are right.
Yeah. Well, there's too much space junk, and I can tell you, as soon as he deployed that the same timeline we started the Psy War. Psy War started.
Yeah, he's deploying these damn 5G satellites. I don't appreciate that too much.
Think about it. Think about this, though. Think about the timeline, the snapshot. Why did he deploy it then? Why then, when all this stuff was happening? It was like they needed that moment to do all this. Sorry, but it just smells of rats to me and bad technology, misuse of, so... And a lot of his stuff, you don't need all that.
There have been persistent rumors of a connection between COVID-19 and 5G.
I think it's more than 5G. I mean, everybody's talking 5G, but it's directed energy weapons. You don't need 5G with that anyway. They didn't need that kind of signal with me back in 2004, you know. So I would say that there's a lot more powerful frequencies you can utilize and harness besides what people are fixated on. let's put it that way. But I do know that he's doing nefarious programming. And another thing is the satellites, in my opinion, they're running this really weird, funky transmission. It's like everything's getting heated up in a sense. It feels like a lot of microwaves, because to me, it feels like the Earth is heating up from those satellites. And also people's body temperatures can, you can have a false positive with a temperature. Like you might be thinking you're running a fever when you're not, because of the exposure of these things. You might think this sounds like Doctor Who, but I'm telling you, man, it really isn't. Take a good look at this technology and see, because, and I said it before, track the satellites when they're over your house, track the satellites when they're around your neighborhood, and see if anything changes, because when you can start noting that.
Well, my body temperature runs at least 2 degrees low, so I don't think you're doing that to me.
No, mine's low too. Remember when I was out there? Mine was like, yeah. I was like a walking corpse.
Well, you're one of us. It's a physiological difference.
Oh my God.
It's like, we're kind of a different species almost.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds weird, but I
not really.
Except that's probably true.
I think we almost made it out of here. I'm like the stranger at the Pentagon right now. I feel like I just need to get out of here, you know? I just want to leave. I think we all
well,
do at this
if,
point.
If our buddies up there would give us a shift, that would be great.
I'm just going to get one. I said it before. I'll find a way.
I've asked them. I remember asking them several times to get me the hell out of here, and they've always refused.
Do you remember that episode in Star Trek where he just gets a ship? No. Remember that episode? When Captain Kirk decides he's just going to take a ship anyway. What was that episode? You guys remember the movie? Oh, it was one of the movies of Star Trek. It was the early ones. Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Movies?
But anyway. Yeah.
There's the original Wrath of Khan.
No. It was later on. Where he took the ship.
Oh, they stole the Enterprise.
That's right.
That was Star Trek IV, I believe.
Or is it Search for Spock? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, not that I'm planting seeds, but you know, you never know what's going to happen on this island. Everybody, just be prepared for anything. Let's put it that way. And bring in those big ships of light, because that's where I'm at. You know, don't think you're powerless. We're not powerless. It sometimes feels like we are, but we're not. When we look at the bigger scenery, we're not powerless. But these people, they've done some insidious stuff here, I tell you. And even the technology.
They want to make you feel powerless. We're living in a house in a city with a number and paying taxes and having to kowtow to weird-ass neighbors and anything that the city officials say and everything like that is designed to make you submissive and make you feel powerless.
Yeah, it's the false matrix. It's literally so boring, too, when you think about it. You know, it's one thing to have a happy life and, you know, have your nice little house and this and that, but they can't even let you have that. I mean, the whole thing is about making you as miserable as possible right now. So, you know, kicking the sandcastle down every time you build it up doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for me, and it doesn't work for Americans.
Between all this and my family problems at the moment, I feel like I've died and gone to hell sometimes. I hope this thing's changed pretty soon.
Right. Well, I think they wanted to make it a hell. I think that's their goal, was to make it as miserable as possible and put people through so much psychological trauma that they just fragment away. But I think what's happening is that when you peel away the layers of the trauma, people are going through that. They find that there are these beautiful spirits and souls and multidimensional star beings, you know, and all of a sudden they start getting the power to keep going. That's the spirit of America, everybody, in case you're wondering. That's a divine force, whatever you want to call it, divine creativity, but it still comes from the cosmic design, from our off-world heritage, which is not from here. So anyway, you look at it, you know, I see the bigger picture, and the bigger picture doesn't have them in it. The right space-time configuration, they're not even here. Their satellites don't exist. They don't exist. Everything they've created doesn't exist. So they want to do this to us. They're going to pay a big price on a multiversal scale is my point. And I'm not making a threat. I'm saying by universal law, that's the way it rolls. And if they were part of that code, they would have known that already. And apparently they're stupid. So like the Pelosi's and all these people who are stupid little idiots trying to run America. Are you kidding me? We're delegating our power to this idiot. Give me a break, man. No way. I'm done with them.
You know, we need... One thing we need as far as the American government is concerned is an initiative process at the federal level and a recall process at the federal level, too, where if some lunatic from some gerrymandered district in some lunatic state, like Pelosi, for example, gets into Washington and can't be taken out, there needs to be a recall process where the rest of the country can have a say in whether they want that lunatic in there or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about how many years she's been in there. I think that she should be tried for high treason at this point, and also attempting a coup, which is literally to destroy and murder the president. So I think, bottom line, she should be prosecuted with her cronies.
Well, all I can say is that President Trump is a much nicer person than I am. I would have gone ballistic a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now if I were in the position.
Right. Yeah, there's no political correctness anymore. You can't even be politically correct. These guys aren't playing fair, okay? And so if they're not playing fair, everything's off. The gloves are off, everything's gone. You can't play, you can't negotiate, you can't patronize, you can't play this. We've got to deal with these things. So if he's not going to deal with these things, the problem is they're going to kill him. They're going to take him down. And he knows that. I think he does know that. So hopefully he'll get better, whatever's going on in the illusion of, and maybe he'll figure out the PSYOP. And he'll expose it. I would love to see him just come out and say, hey, man, this has been going on and this is what's happened and this is the psychological operation and switch gears. Let's switch gears.
He's not going to die of COVID. If he got COVID, doesn't come out of that hospital
unless they
alive,
kill him.
That he didn't die. Rest assured he didn't die of COVID.
No, they would have taken him out. But, you know, they have, as the CIA says, they have so many ways of murdering people. You know, yes, they do. Yes, they certainly do. Right down to directed energy weapons. But nobody, once again, they don't have any accountability, these guys, right?
Well, they have a directed energy weapon that causes heart attacks.
They have all brain aneurysms, cancer.
They don't even need to use drugs anymore.
You know, like I said, I'm familiar with their weapon systems quite well. And, you know, I'm not going to even get into that. But, yeah, no, these people are basically assassins. That's what they are. Paid assassins. So,
now,
and they have altars. Tons of altars.
Getting back to that discussion that we had, do you think that that John Alexander is monitoring you or me 24/7 or something?
He doesn't like me much. I can remote view better than him.
He doesn't like me much either. I know that. I called him a lunatic one time or something to that effect.
I think that I never met him. I have a strong inkling and feeling that when I was inducted in 2004, he had something to do with some part of the technology, not creating it. But maybe it being advised or something. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I do know that he does not like me and I do not like him. And that's a natural reaction energetically. So there's something there on that level. And I don't care for where he's been. I don't care for what he's done. I know he's lied about a lot of stuff, in my opinion. And where I come from with covert warfare, this isn't a game, man. These people are ruthless killers and they destroy people's brainwave activity and they do insidious things to people. So for anybody like that to sit there because they want to keep their clearance or their access or their kibble, to not communicate the truth to me is such a disservice to the entire world and to the galactic neighborhood. This is my point. These people have done a huge disservice to the cosmos. And that's my point. I just can't stand them. You know, sorry, guys, but I'm done with these people. And that's why everybody's out there thinking they're such wonderful people. I'm like, they're not wonderful people. You don't do that. You don't misuse these projects. So I have ethics, you know, I have universal ethics and I'll always keep them.
Oh, that guy strikes me as having the same type of, mentality is a villain from the James Bond series or something.
Oh, yeah. They think it's funny to try to take people down remotely. Well, they should be careful. There's always a bigger eye in the sky. Okay. Let's put it that way. The whole idea with these intelligence and these, what I call these voodoo hitmen, I mean, remote assassins, right? Where you can literally, well, nowadays you can use a signal to remotely assassinate a target by satellites and everything else. But, you know, the old days when they have their little tiny remote viewing, I guess they'd like to do remote influencing. Well, now they can boot it up with AI. So the remote influencer is a machine-based interface where they can literally screw with people and get, you know, and cause some damage. I've been attacked, but I counter really well. So, man, like I said, I didn't let them take me down, okay? And they tried really hard back in the day. So I'm still here. I'm not saying I have damage. Don't get me wrong, but I'm still here. So,
well,
that says something.
That's one thing about our species, or whatever you want to call it, is that when we decide that we're not going to be taken down, it's pretty much all damn near.
They have no right to. That's the point. It's like by universal law, they had no right. They had no right to do those things. Just like what they're doing today. They sit there. They're rogue. These are rogue people. Rogue technology. Reverse engineered technology. They're just operating like crazy zombies. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. But if you look at the universal network and the universal consciousness, it doesn't operate like that at all. Everybody coexists in a harmonic. I mean, there's none of this garbage going on. And the wars, they say, oh, the incoming extraterrestrials are the enemy. Why? Because you're launching stuff at them and you're trying to destroy them and you're taking their technology and reverse engineering it, or you're torturing people, you're torturing their species, and you think that they're the problem? No, I think mankind's the problem. Trust me. Big time. And we know that's been going on. And it's going on with the lineage, too, the celestials. those of us who are here that are the ancestors of those beings. And we're not talking grays and reptiles. We're talking advanced beings, way, way advanced beyond that. So it's very disturbing. Mankind has a lot to learn. I'll tell you right now. And he's blowing it. The mankind is a race, a species. It's blowing it because of their stupidity, their greed, their insanity, their need to control, manipulate the masses. My goodness, I can go on. And it's just disgusting to me. And after where I've been, I'm so jaded, man, you know, with what they're capable of and how they don't care, how they lie under oath. They have permission to lie under oath. Everybody was expecting Comey to come clean. Are you kidding me, FBI? Are you kidding me? They have permission to lie under oath. You'll never get those guys to tell the truth. Why even bother having them testify? It's in their blood to lie. Don't even bother having a court. Seriously, you know that.
Well, the only way to get them to tell the truth would be to get it out of them by enhanced interrogation techniques.
Oh, yeah, same stuff I've been through. How about a remote brain hack? That'll work. They will get the data stream, and then I'll say, oh, you lied. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Let's put you under arrest. That's what they do to interrogate people, by the way. And that's what they do with their, they call it
threat assessment. Aliens can do that. They can directly download information from your brain without doing any damage to you at all.
Well, that's the good part of the extraterrestrial stuff, but the mankind's version is the data stream, too, with live feed real-time communications, but it's still an interrogation system, and the FBI, they know. I know they know.
What? No.
They will never admit about this program that I'm familiar with the synthetic telepathy and the threat assessment projects that are connected to interrogation of a target.
I don't think synthetic telepathy is really even that hard to do. I mean,
it's not.
Like Patrick Flanagan invented a device called the Neurophone where
you
put an electrode against somebody's head and they can hear a voice or recording in their brain directly without using any kind of microphone.
Right, but live feed real-time communications, not a recording, not a device, a live feed real-time.
Being able to do that just through the airwaves is something that wouldn't be much harder.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to have an ELF signal and the right kind of antenna.
That's right.
And enough power, and it'll work.
Yeah, they're really good at that. Trust me. So if anybody starts hearing a lot of stuff in communication, it may not be a spirit, a ghost, a devil, a demon, or God. It might just be one of those little guys hiding around a corner somewhere connected to an underground base.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stuff is starting to be mainstream. I mean,
yep. Gaslighting, gang stalking. Yeah, you see the targeted individuals.
People are starting to believe in voice to skull right now without necessarily thinking that it's demons talking to you or hallucinations.
And that's so funny. That's the old school terminology is the voice to skull. I know that they used to mention that. I call it synthetic telepathy, but there's a lot's changed since back in the, I don't know what day that was or year. But
I think
70s.
Synthetic telepathy is more correct.
Oh, definitely.
Voice to skull is what
that's not accurate. And especially nowadays, no. Not from where I've been, it isn't. But I was doing other stuff besides that. I mean, it was way different. It's a different project. But nonetheless, I'm familiar with their stuff. And I know that they're using it for their, supposedly, their super soldier projects now with their new military and Space Force. It's real interesting to see what's going to happen with Space Force when whatever happens to the president isn't here anymore. So whoever inherits that, I've said it before, but it's very concerning.
If he dies, they'll reclassify it.
I agree. It's going to go black again. You watch. Because they didn't unload half the technology anyways, probably. They're probably still pretty green organizing. But, I kind of wonder about that. We'll have their hands full with China anyways.
I thought that was one of his best accomplishments is, putting the Space Force under control of the normal military rather than the black project people.
Well, I would have cleaned house. I would have gone through and really looked at everybody's profile and gotten rid of the really bad apples and kept the good guys.
He won't do that. That's one of Trump's faults. He's very
hesitant
to fire mass numbers of people like that.
Well, look at who he put in charge of the CIA, man. She was the worst choice ever, and he put her in there. So I couldn't figure that out for the life of me.
Who was that?
That's Gina Haspel. She's horrible. So, you know,
don't know much about her.
Well, she's a nasty, evil piece of crap, from what I understand. She likes to torture people. I know that much. And these are the people that you don't want that technology in their hands because they don't have a problem torturing anybody. I know the president alluded to that when he was first elected. And I'll tell you what, it depends. You're talking people from out of the country who are terrorists. I get that. Okay. To some degree. But when you're dealing with people in America that all of a sudden somebody says they're a threat, like, and then all of a sudden you're getting harassed with a covert warfare department or something else. That's a big scenario. That's something you don't want to deal with. And that's what she's involved in my opinion. I think that's where they're putting her. So we've got to look at these people and say, hey, man, you know, this is not going to fly anymore. We've got to change all this. So got to change it yesterday. That's enough of this crap. You know, I'm tired of these people. They're the most corrupt people in the world, and they have access to the most exotic, advanced technologies that none of them ever developed. It's just like, it's sickening to me. When you think about it, look at Tesla's work, you know, they call it Tesla.
Well, part of the reason that the civilian science has not advanced that much in the last 50 years, besides computers, is that the government takes all the good patents.
Yeah.
You know, they get a chance to review them before they even come to the market. And if they're interested, any of five different government agencies can take that patent and use it for themselves for 5 years and tell the inventor he or she can't talk about it. And then after that, they can renew it for another 5 years or indefinitely if they want to.
They shouldn't have to patent anything. They should just have their own projects and roll with it. Nobody should be interfering with their lives, bottom line. Seriously.
Well, they do.
I know.
That's the reality. They did that to one of my patents. That's how
I know you
that,
mentioned sure. that. Did you ever get it back?
Yeah, after 5 years. I was asking my boss, you know, what the heck's going on with that patent? And they just hemmed and hawed and everything. I bet you anything that the agency that that took it told them that they're under a gag order or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the name of national security, you can do anything. It's amazing to me. There's a question here in the chat for you from John. Hi, John. Let's see. What can the Awake Army do to accelerate this process? I'm not sure what process you're talking about, but maybe a counter of some kind?
To accelerate the process of educating people?
He didn't finish the sentence. John, can you elaborate a little more on what you're asking? He just asked, what can the Awake Army do to accelerate this process? Excuse me, I'm thinking maybe it's to rectify what we're in right now, but I don't know.
Well, you can vote. Definitely vote for Trump and vote
They're just going to cheat anyways. You can expect them to cheat on the left.
Candidates.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But you know they're going to cheat.
You can voice your displeasure with all this this leftist crap and make sure that there are people talking against it. And I've been fighting this political war for 30 years now. And if there were more people like me, this might not have happened. So we need even more people to step out there and get out of the political correctness ballpark and say what they really feel.
That's true.
And we need to get people to, be more self-sufficient, get generators, get food, get off the grid a little bit more. And maybe get out there and protest once in a while. Not sure.
Actually, I would say also to include, keep an eye on your city council, that they need to be monitored big time because a lot of them are the infiltrators.
Yeah.
Also, the local mayors and the governors.
Local politics are being infiltrated right now.
Big
absolutely.
Time. I mean, people that you would never want to have in those positions who are calling the shots, man, that's definitely a problem. But you know what? It's almost like too little too late at this point. I'm not trying to say that in a bad way, but I'm looking at the timeline here. We're right around the corner with the election coming up. And with all this going on, I don't know if that's really going to matter or not, but it's still good to monitor those people. And, you know, but I think that what's going to happen is since we're in a live war, they're desperate. So, somebody's going to be forced to counter when these guys make a really big move. So
our military's not going to do it. I told Trump, his people text me all the time, asking for donations and such. They asked for input. Sometimes I told him that he should cancel the election on the grounds that the left is going to cheat and that a whole national investigation needs to be done into vote fraud in this country before any more elections can occur.
Mm-hmm.
I stand by that statement right now.
Yeah, I said that. I said suspend the election, but yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. Yep, absolutely.
And in a national emergency, it's my understanding that the president does have the authority to suspend elections, and anybody who said otherwise doesn't know what they're talking about.
No, I agree with that, and I think that he should suspend it. Yes, absolutely. I recommended that months ago. Definitely. I agree with you.
I do not think we should just go blind into this stupid election.
No, it's out of control.
Knowing that the enemy is going to screw us over big time if Trump loses, and that they also plan to cheat. If it's a fair election, like Trump said, if it's a fair election, I'll leave. But if I have reason to believe that that it's fraudulent, then I'm not necessarily going to leave after that. I think that that's his duty.
Well, they're bullies. If you think about it,
if you have reason to believe that the election was manipulated fraudulently.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering what they've done, the coup, sedition, treason, tyranny, considering that they've orchestrated terror cells in the name of Antifa and BLM and all these other things that are going on, whether people want to argue that, I don't care if you argue. We have video, we have media coverage and surveillance videos that shows that they are terrorists. And that's the bottom line. So if you look at what they've orchestrated, right down to the Cywar virus and operation to destroy this country and nation and undermine everything he's done since he entered office, we have plenty of ammo against them in prosecuting every freaking one of them. So yes, I agree with you 100% in suspending the election, and maybe he'll listen.
I've talked to people that were in politics for a while, and that said that that told me that that vote fraud on a massive scale has been going on for like the past 30 years in this country, where the point where in some eastern states where they use voting machines, the results of the election are determined in the smoke filled rooms beforehand.
It's terrible. Yeah, and, I guess that's the sad part when they just discover it.
That should not be allowed. That should not be allowed.
It's always politics.
If they're going to do that, they ought to rip those machines out, and they ought to do what they do in Iraq and just dip the finger of every voter in some indelible ink so that you can tell who voted and who didn't.
Mm-hmm. It's out of control.
Use paper ballots.
It's unfortunate that this country is going...
No mail-in voting allowed. Mm-hmm. Unless you can prove that you have to be out of the country for your job at the time of the election, something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't feel like going to a polling place and I want a mail-in ballot. No, that shouldn't be allowed.
It's just plain lazy. Oh, they're selling, they're harvesting ballots, you know? That's amazing. Look at that Omar chick. This is what's so funny about these people. It's like they even earned the right to be in this country, period, in my opinion. It's like ship them back to where they came from. If they're going to cheat, they can't win legally, so they have to cheat. If you have to cheat to win something, you don't belong here. Sorry, you don't. That's the whole idea. I never understood it. Everybody wins something.
She is so ugly inside and out.
Oh, she's disgusting.
My God, how could anybody...
That's the face of domestic terrorism if I've ever seen it. Yeah, you know what? I should have worked for an agency, but the agencies are so dirty. They don't do the right thing. They don't go after people like that who are committing these crimes. And I have to say, it's really embarrassing for the United States of America to have so much power, so much technology, and have these idiots working in these departments that don't do a damn thing but watch the country burn to the ground. I mean, really?
Well,
it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting to me. So, yeah.
On the one hand, I'm a patriot. On the other hand, I wonder sometimes why I bother when the country's being run by these total unpatriotic communist idiots.
I don't think we noticed, quite honestly. I think most people were so busy working and just having decent lives or trying to have decent lives that they didn't pay attention, really. I don't think they really realized the level of corruption that was going on. But there's a bigger scenery behind all this and beyond it all. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, the cosmic heritage is a big deal. Who we really are, the foundation of what we are and consciousness is a big deal. And that's what I always look at. And then this is secondary in a sense, but I love this country too. And I don't want to see it burn to the ground. You know, I don't want to see it destroyed. I like our American flag. I mean, what is the problem with everybody's got a problem? I'm sick of them. I'm sick of people having psychological issues. They have no reason to gripe about anything in this country. Absolutely nothing. And they're not going to be happy until it's all destroyed. And if they think they can resurrect it after that, dream the hell on. Dream the hell on. It's going to be a disaster.
I guess if Biden wins, maybe I'll go to the Philippines or South America where men have more
rights. I'll go to Antarctica. I'll take my chances over there. Just freeze to death. I don't care. I'm getting out of here, man.
They won't let you in unless you're part of some research expedition.
I don't care. I'm not sticking around, man.
You can get over there?
I'll let you know. Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. I'm not playing this game. I'm not going to sit here and watch the circus anymore. You know,
I'm sure Antarctica would probably be easy to sneak into if you have
You can get over there. You just can't get to certain designated areas. You know, you can get over there, but certain areas you probably can't access. Some people can't. So I'm just saying that this is an embarrassment to this country to allow it to happen this way. And all the people that are pushing this agenda, if you notice, they're up there in years. They've had their chance to destroy America and leech off of everybody here and steal and be billionaires and make all this money at the expense of the American people. They're the ones that are causing all this. People in Hollywood who literally wouldn't have made it outside of the U.S. with anything because they have no freaking talent are sitting there with all that money, who have funded some of this stuff, who supported and incited the violence going on in the United States of America because they didn't get their way with an election. Are you freaking kidding me? And it's happened. It's disgusting. Steve, I'm so disgusted with them. You have no idea.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, I am too. I just said earlier that I think the Democratic Party ought to be dissolved as a criminal organization.
Yeah, I agree.
I totally stand by that.
It doesn't qualify to be a political party because they're anti-American. No. They don't believe in the Constitution. So what the hell are they running for? Let's get rid of them and put another one in there, you know?
There needs to be a vetting process where no matter what party you belong to, you have to have certain core beliefs in order to run for office. You can't be a fucking You can't be a communist or you can't be a Muslim or anything like that. And you can't be anti-American of any stripe to run for office. I mean, that just
doesn't defeat
work
the purpose.
For me or most people.
Right. If you're running in America, wouldn't you want to support the Constitution and this country? I mean, isn't that the whole idea behind running for office in America? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's like, why don't they just go back to where they came from and run there then? If they want that policy and when they want to do their own political stuff that's in correlation to where they come from, then do it over there. But that's not what we're bringing here. If they want to bring something better that's in support of America, that's different. But that's not what they're doing. They're here to destroy. I'm not just saying, it's just like everybody. But you know, it's the worst thing I've seen is the insiders that grew up in America, that they've taken advantage of this country, and they're turning on it like wild animals. Those are the people that I'm saying, you people will never be forgiven ever for what you've done to destroy our country. You will never be forgiven.
Well, somebody like Pelosi or Schumer definitely should not be forgiven.
Unbelievable crap. I mean, you want to talk about people who should be tried for war crimes and all the things they've done?
Adam Schiff also comes to mind.
Well, think about the clearances they get. Think about the national security clearances, the access they have to information and technology, which is very, very classified.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have anything.
Actually, the head of the intelligence committee, God's sake.
And believe me, after where I've been with all their departments in warfare, I understand what they have access to. And this guy, if he has the access to the stuff that I think he has access to, they need to be tried immediately for war criminals. Immediately. Every freaking one of them. And if I have to testify in Congress, believe me, I would do it. And I can do it. And that's not a joke, everyone. I could do it. Just to tell them about the technologies and the different administrations that were there during my induction.
You have the knowledge, but will they let you is the issue.
Yep.
So I hope they do.
Well, you know what? They wouldn't listen, but I'll tell you point blank, when the tribunals happen someday, and when all of this happens where there's a universal war crimes and there's accountability, I will be testifying if I can against that. So if I'm still around.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll be watching this planet recede as a blue dot in our wake, on our way to the Beehive Cluster or the Pleiades or something.
Oh, that sounds good. I love
point,
the Pleiades. I'll go there. That sounds all right. Yes. Well, you know, like I said, there's a bigger multiverse, there's a bigger eye in the sky, and we're bigger than what this is showing us here in this illusion and delusion of a world. So, and it doesn't matter what you believe
I hear there's. I hear there's alien colonies in the Beehive Cluster and the Pleiades.
Yeah, there's all kinds of life forms out there. There's plenty of places to go. And navigation isn't hard. Once again, I could never figure out this old terminology, rockets.
Lost in space is almost a misnomer.
Oh, it's joke and a half. I can navigate.
I mean, knowing where you are is not the problem. I mean, getting there is the problem. The distances are the problem.
But once you're off, once you break orbit here, it's not a problem. Once you break orbit, this is the biggest part of it. You get out, you're fine. It's easy to navigate.
Well, if you have enough power, if you have
plenty of power,
a drive with a sufficiently high specific impulse, you could navigate by the seat of your pants. You wouldn't necessarily even need a computer.
Correct.
You only need a computer because you have pinpoint accuracy because you're so energy limited in today's spacecraft.
But you're not limited out there. You're really not. So,
if you're using a fusion drive or an anti-gravity drive, you're not energy limited anymore. So navigation is not really as important.
We were just talking about mining the moon last night on hyperspace. You know, China's really interested in mining. It's a helium-3.
Yeah.
So
that means they probably have a working fusion reactor, which isn't that hard to do. It's just that it's being suppressed over here. I mean, that the Farnsworth reactor can be made to work.
I mean, you know what's really weird?
You should read his book. What?
No, I was just saying that the whole idea behind mining everything is like they don't even understand the life forms that are there or the technology, you know. They just want to mine like a bunch of subhumans. I don't get them at all. I understand free energy and I understand the helium-3 and this and that, but I'm telling you, you have to look at everything, okay? It's like there's more to it than that, folks, okay? And they don't even see it.
Well, I think the people that own the moon will throw their ass out and or kill them if they go too far.
Well, I think there's been I said it before, but I'm sure there's been a demolition and a sanitization to some degree of some of the ancient artifacts that were there. So I think we discussed that before when we were on the show the last time with the type of thing they did where they were testing for supposedly they were testing for water samples or something. What they did, do you remember that? I don't forget what year it was. And they blew. I don't know
probably
what they detonated.
For years, there's no water on the moon, and that's a bunch of horse bucky. They detected about 1 part per million of water in the original Apollo samples, and those are the ones right on the surface and vacuum exposed to the sun. So it stands to reason that there has to be water in the shaded craters at the poles, and they've since proved that there is. And I have reason to believe that there's a lot of water deeper than the moon because there's a lot of cavities below the surface that water vapor would have had a chance to condense in over the eons because the moon and the Earth are both being bombarded constantly with small comets that supply water.
Right.
And a lot of it escapes back into space when it hits the moon, but a lot of it gets a chance to go to the poles or internal caverns and solidify.
Right. So. Have you noticed the difference in the moon lately? I mean, I know that there's been forest fires and the color and everything with the red moon, this and that, but there's something else going on up there. So I should say over there.
I was looking at the moon.
It's not right. Something's way wrong.
I remember being there twice, so I don't know.
Have you noticed, you've heard about the South Pole area too, where there's this shield of some kind. They're saying it's some kind of an asteroid impact, but there's something else there.
Yeah, there's probably a base there. There's a base in the main alien base is in the almost exact center of the far side, so that ships coming in can use the moon's mass as a shield to protect them from being detected by Earth radar.
You know what the weird is about this? They keep pushing, like you said, if they keep starting this, if they keep it up, that thing's going to break orbit and this planet and the illusion of is going to go belly up. So they should be careful, man.
The moon's at the very edge of the Earth's gravity well anyway, so it wouldn't be too hard for it to break orbit.
I know.
It will. If nothing is done on their end or ours, it will break orbit in a million years or so.
I think it would. Well, let's put it this way. It can be expedited, in my opinion, because of the way they're acting. Everybody wants to do a space monopoly right now. And I'm telling you, man, that's going to backfire. It's going to backfire bad.
I know it seems rather incredible, but the data point to the moon probably being, it's either an ancient body that's been mined for so long that it's partially hollow, or it's a spacecraft. It's partially hollow. You can prove that mathematically. The surface rocks are highly dense. They proved that from the Apollo missions. And the average density is only 3.34 grams per cubic centimeter. So you can figure out from that it has to be at least 40% empty space. And the seismic data point to there being a shell about 50 miles thick that's probably metallic or partially metallic, very hard stuff in any event, with extensive caverns below. The moon rings like a bell for hours and something hits it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Earth where the vibrations are damped out by going through the liquid outer core and the partially liquid mantle. Vibrations of the Earth only last a few minutes at the very most. I mean, they last for literally hours on the moon. That scared the heck out of NASA when they first got that data. They tried to classify it or not talk about it very much, at least.
Right. Yeah, it's always fascinating.
They actually turned off the seismographs that the Apollo astronauts left a few years after they left the moon.
I don't know why they did that. They turned them off.
They probably didn't. They probably didn't.
Probably classified
the data.
Yeah. I was going to say, nothing ever gets turned off.
They're very afraid of the public figuring all this out.
It's so stupid, you know, but they don't have the right to control anything like that. The national security thing needs to go out the window. And that's global security, by the way. I'm not just talking America. The whole idea behind, oh, in the name of national security, you know what? It's our birthright to know. It's our birthright to have this data, whether they like it or not. Just like we're not from here initially. We're star beings. We entered into the matrix of this illusion and delusion of a world. Bottom line is, they have no right to control, manipulate. We don't have any agreements with these people. And I think that it's going to backfire on them a billionfold. I really do. I think that this is the timeline where it's all going to hit the fan. Yeah. And it needs to hit the fan. They want to play.
Right.
They want to play this game. Let's bring in the big celestial craft. We're happy to bring in stuff that blows out your freaking Area 51 and S4 wannabes. Honestly, if that's what they want to do, okay. Because this is where we're at. I'm done with these people. And I think that the those of us who are in that resonance wave get it, you know? This is it, man. I'm not living like their dream time here. I'm not living this slave world. I'm not living it. I'm not living the game.
So ignorant. What they teach us is so far removed from the actual reality. Like they teach us that the moon's been there for billions of years and all that. Well, maybe not. I mean, it may have only been put in orbit here a few million years ago.
Well, if you read my book, Alien Intelligence, not a shameless plug, but no, I talk about different space-time configurations, and the fact it wasn't, you know, what the stories of the illusion of when there wasn't a moon, but we changed the space-time configuration when that thing showed up. So in other words, if when we switched the space-time configuration, that's when this particular thing was there. In other words, when we switch it again, it won't be there. So it's all about configurations.
Yeah, I no longer believe that the standard theory about the formation of the moon is nowhere near true. I think it probably is a spacecraft.
It's all frequency based.
It's been manipulated by somebody. Put it that way.
And
a natural object does not behave like this.
Correct. And if you think about the space time configurations, they're all based on frequency modulation of waves. It's always about the way things are configured in frequency. So if you change that frequency band, if you change the whole signature, then everybody shifts. Everything shifts. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's what changes everything. That's why I said they're trying to keep everybody in density here. They're trying to keep everybody in a very low vibration with this conflict and this war that's been incited by them. That's not an accident. And they're manipulating the biodome right now with weaponized space. And that's not an accident either, but they're going to fail. And my point is that this stuff is coming to an end. You want to start this ugly war, man. They should have never started it. They should have never done this. And it just confirms to the universe and to the celestials off planet what kind of subhumans they are when they have their filthy hands with technology they're not worthy of using. So that's my two cents on it. You just don't do that where I come from.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? We're almost out of time in the illusion of here. It's always so wonderful to talk to you. We always have such good conversations and pretty fiery, but we do a good job. Let everybody know again how to, I want to thank you for joining me and let everybody know how to reach out to you and your website. You said is it being worked on, your website, or is it still out there, right?
I've been so discombobulated with, problems here that I haven't had a chance, but I will do it at my first opportunity.
Okay.
In fact, somebody just wrote me saying they wanted to work on it, so perhaps it will be fixed pretty soon, but I'll do the best I can.
Excellent.
And I'm trying to get everything, you know, keep things together here and incorporate my company, and I got to fix that website and do several other things. So
you're supposed to be finishing up your book too, but I would ride your butt on that for a couple of years. I'll help you finish it. But you know,
yeah, this is not an environment that's conducive to
writing. I know. I understand.
Way.
I just finished my Alien Intelligence. Thank goodness I got it done. But I'm supposed to be working on another project right now. I can't talk about, but it should be a good one. But anyways, I was going to ask you. So that's being worked on, but your number's available, and you're still doing the implant analysis scan, so people can contact you that way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've got all the equipment, and I enjoy doing that kind of work. And anybody that that wants a scan is welcome to come here.
Excellent. Your business name again is the Neutron Star.
Yeah, I've got two businesses. I've got Neutron Star Nanotechnology, and I've got Alien Evidence, Inc. And the website that I mentioned before is from Alien Evidence, Inc.
Excellent. You never looked into like a federal grant, did you? I know that would be just terrible in the illusion of it, just with your own business. Did you?
Did I what?
Did you ever look into a federal grant or say anything with your business for the Neutron Star?
Yeah, I looked into it, I'm gonna do that shortly.
I was gonna say that would be
that's next on the agenda. That's actually a higher priority than fixing the website.
I was gonna say, you know what's weird about all that though? You start having really good breakthroughs, and then they come in and they take all your stuff. That's the only part of them I don't like. But
yeah, I don't know if it's a federal grant. I think it's just a federally guaranteed loan they're talking about.
Okay.
The SBA Small Business Administration loans.
Well, yeah, take advantage of it while you can. Who knows what country we're going to wind up in? Like I said, it's very, very strange. This is going to be an interesting month, and I don't know about you all, but it's just toxic. You know, I just feel like it's completely disgusting. I'm done with it. I'll never coming back to this filthy Terraform Rock. Man, you can pay me to come back here again, ever. I'm going to put a big warning sign up for anybody who thinks they want to even visit this place. By that time, we'll be in a different configuration.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, I think that Jim Mars was right in saying that that the Earth is a quarantine planet or a prison planet, and he got a report that the aliens had said that Earth is under quarantine because of the savagery and primitive nature of its life forms.
Well, that's the global government that says that. But yeah, well, I don't think it's a quarantine planet in the illusion of, but I think that it has been compromised by people who have insidious agendas. Let's put it that way. And they're trying to keep us here, and we don't belong here, so we have to go. That's my take on it. Star beings,
well,
by universal law, they can't keep us here.
This quarantine, in a sense, they told me they did not want a lot of the philosophies that are rampant down here coming out there.
Well, yes, like, mankind's in your programming.
One of the things that scares them the most is Islam.
Well, all
a
of it is
a philosophy that teaches that anybody that's not just like them should be killed. That's
well,
the
you
last
have to
thing
coexist
you need to get
in
out
the
of the rest of the galaxy.
You know, the bottom line is it's universal harmonic. You need to learn to coexist and get along. If people can't even get along here, yeah, you're right. There's a problem with people. But that has to do with spiritual evolution and breaking down the paradigm of religious indoctrination. That goes for every religion. It's all about spirituality and higher consciousness. They don't want to look at that. So that's their problem.
Well,
but I'll tell you.
They should burn every copy of the Quran worldwide, and it should be against the law to teach Islam to children.
All of it. All religion is a control mechanism. There's no doubt about that. But I can tell you,
I
think the majority of
Islam is the worst. Islam is the worst one. You don't see Christians or Hindus cutting people's heads off in the name of religion.
Right. We are out of time. I want to thank you so much, Steve, for joining me tonight. And stay tuned for Shining Side Out with David Dunder and Mecki coming up next to Sell You On Tonight from Down Under with their awesome show. Not sure what they're talking about. It might be physiological or physical, biological artifacts. I have no idea. Anyways, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for everybody in chat. Thank you again, Steve. Wonderful show.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.